Pastor Steve Greenberg.
I'm going to share a little bit about the ministry before I get into the message, but by the grace of God, I've been able to be involved in a few different ministries. I'm actually one of the a servant on behalf of Calvary and kind of a missionary and pastor to a lot of the pastors, discipling anybody that wants to get disciples. Amen. 1990s, I got to serve with Firefighters for Christ, as Dan had said, and then I went on staff for Blue Revival for a short time, and then got the privilege of serving that too, serving through Blue Revival. Also recently, on his channel, I have a program that the Lord's given me called the Greenberg Report. And we report on God's grace and share testimonies of God's grace as He does the wonderful works He does through lives and souls. If you want to hear any of these programs, it's on His channel. And there's a new weekly program each week. And we've done over a year programs already. So I just got back from Haiti. I was over there ministering with Brian McDaniel. And what a great privilege that was to share God's Word with the Bible College students and to see the work that's over there. As Dan said, we have a lot of materials I brought for you guys. It's free, so feel free to help yourself. DVDs, CDs, some different messages that I handpicked, and also the Blue Revival CD that's available for those that don't have internet access. It's the latest version. So please help yourself before you go today and get some free materials there at the table, small round table over there. You know, as I was praying, the Lord kind of put on my heart a couple things different than what I had originally thought I would share. But one of the things that was on my heart is in James 5:19, it says, "Brethren, Christians, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." You know, it's very comforting to know, one is that if you backslid like I did, that we can come back and be set free. And so there is a ministry of ministering to those that have fallen away or have backslidden or have been carnal Christians. And so a quick testimony on my behalf, at about 10 years old, I came to know the Lord through the ministry of Vernon McGee in L.A. And then shortly there, after 3 or 4 years of not growing, still being a baby after that ministry, I kind of backslid. I knew the Lord. And I backslid for about 10 years. I still, had Channel 40 on but was definitely backslidden, chasing after money and all those other things. And by the grace of God and people praying, I came back to the Lord. And you know, when you come back to the Lord, I just wanted to serve Him with all my heart. I knew that for 10 years I had destroyed and wrecked my life. The opportunities that I had to be a witness for the Lord was all in vain, chasing after everything the world has. And I was thinking today, it just came into my heart, how when I came back by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, I wanted to do nothing more than serve the Lord. And I didn't know how that would happen, but I just cried out to the Lord, "Lord, I just want to serve You all the days of my life." And praise the God, He honored that prayer. And at 37 years old, God's Spirit just fell upon me and just set me free. And free indeed. Amen? And the Holy Spirit came upon me and just drove me to the Bible College in 1992. I was at Twin Peaks. studying. It was a 2-year program. I went for 4 years, just dove in and just got all I could get and just kept crying out, Lord, I want to make up for what I lost the 10 years. And the Lord showed me that, you know, He is able to do that. And I want to comfort you guys out there, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, you know, cry out to the Lord. Amen. I think of Brian McDaniel. He told me the story. He's in jail. And some guy gives him a New Testament Bible and says, hey, this will give your life. He goes, oh, man, you know, I've wrecked my life. You know, what do you mean this will give your life? And he read it. And he got on fire for the Lord. And he's preaching in jail, right? And he's telling everybody about Jesus.
Yeah.
And one day, the guy that ran the jail there, they called him Goliath, I think. He was just a giant, and he was mean and cruel, and everybody hated him. And one day, they were sitting just like this at a meal table, and the guy used Jesus' name in vain and did some curses, and Brian said, shut up. And then Brian said, told me, he says, I didn't mean to say that. And the guy got up and rolled up his sleeves and go, oh, yeah, this is great. The table's all clear. The people in jail all went around. And the guy got back. He goes, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to crush you. And Brian says, God, help me. I didn't mean to say that. I was thinking it was just in his mind. But he told the guy, shut up. And everybody got around. And the guy got back. And he's running towards Brian. Brian just cried out to the Lord. And the guy slips on the concrete, falls, cracks his head on the floor, blood's pouring out, right? And the whole crowd in the jail, they're all like, man, you took down Goliath. And if you know Brian, he said, I never touched him. They go, oh, that's what they all say, bro, man. You took down Goliath, man. You're the man, right? You're the man, right? And in jail, he got to preach Jesus everywhere. Didn't matter what. Everybody in jail said, this is the guy, man. He took down Goliath. The guy never came back. And God gave Brian free will to preach Jesus throughout the whole prison there, man. Amen. Well, I thought of also my sister. Her name's Karen. And you know, over the years, she went forward for the Harvest Crusade and prayed a prayer. And it never happened. It never hit her. I mean, the prayer didn't have any effect. And so I said, you know, I know you prayed a prayer. And she said she was going to heaven. And finally one day I said, you're not going to heaven. And I read the scriptures, for those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God in Revelation. Because she was still doing drugs. She didn't have a love for God's word. She wasn't going to the church or fellowshipping. And she was just in sin. And so I boldly proclaimed that truth to her. And I said, I don't care what prayer you prayed. If your life hasn't changed, then it's no good. You better get on your knees and pray again. Anyway, we battled for many years. Her son was thrown in jail a few times. Her son went through U-turn. And then just got out of jail last week. But what was cool about this story is, as she's praying for her son, she went out to U-turn a few times, and then she got born again, praying for her son. Amen? Amen. We need to still pray for her son. His name's Brandon. Somebody might know him. He was in the U-turn program. He's definitely backslid, and I just talked to him. He just got out of jail for the second or third time, and I said, how's your walk with the Lord? He goes, Well, Friday I go to church. I go, bro, going to church doesn't mean you're walking with the Lord, man. You know, that has nothing to do with it, bro. Are you walking with the Lord? He's like, okay, I'll pray for you, man. You're in sin, you know. So praise the Lord. We can pray for people, right? And praise the Lord. You can fall away and God will receive your back and just call out to Him, right? One other quick story. My brother-in-law, John, he also prayed probably 4 or 5 times to receive the Lord at different times in his life. He's 60 years old now, and praise the Lord. This last prayer that he prayed, it actually changed his life. Amen, right? And you know what he told me? He said, I know I prayed this prayer a lot, but this is the first time that I want the Lord to be Lord of my life. He goes, I want to walk with Jesus. And he told us this last week, as he's been just hungering and thirsting in God's Word. And just as the verse we talked about today, where you become a new creation. Right? You can pray the prayer all you want, and we're going to pray today for anyone that might receive the Lord. But if in the next week you don't have a hunger and thirst for God's Word, you better get back to praying, man, because you haven't been changed, and the Spirit of God hasn't come into you. Because when the Spirit of God comes into you, you are changed, right? Amen. And so he told me and my wife, and he said, you know, this is the first time that I've stood boldly for Jesus. And he says, I messed up my life. I'm 60 years old. I've walked my own way my whole life. And I don't ever want to do that again. And that's really what we all are all about, right? Is surrendering our life and giving our life to the Lord and meaning it. And God knows your heart. If it's just words or just knowledge, doesn't have any effect. And many of you know people that have prayed a prayer and hasn't changed over and over again. And so I always tell people, when you pray the prayer, if you don't change, keep praying, man, because God will answer it. But don't be a fraud. Don't be a hypocrite, because your life will change. Let's turn to the scriptures. Let's turn to 1 Timothy. You know, this is comforting, and this is the heart of God. And I love this passage as the Lord revealed it to me this morning as I was just praying and going through some passages. But 1 Timothy 1 through 7. And here Paul wrote this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And it says, therefore, I exhort or encourage you, first of all, that all supplications, personal prayers and intercessions for others and giving of thanks be made to all men. And I was praising God because that's what we were doing this morning as we were praying God to God, right? Crying out to Him, desperate, praying for our needs and praying for those around us, right? And then verse 2 says, for kings, so you could say leaders, and to all those who are in authority or in positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. Verse 3, for this is the good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And verse 4, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen? What's God's heart? God's heart is He desires all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. He desires all men to be saved. And I love that. And then he makes it very clear in verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man. And that man's name is Christ Jesus. Hey, praise the Lord for that. And verse 6. Who gave himself, that is Christ, a ransom for all to be testified in due time. That's saying that God died for anyone that would believe and trust in Him. And at that time, it's that time for everyone. And the time is always now, today. Because as we heard of the young woman that just died a few weeks ago, you never know what your last day is. And so today is the day of salvation. And then verse 7 says, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, and speaking the truth in Christ, not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. And you know, as I come before you today, man, I'm just a wretch. You know, it's anything good of me is through the grace of God. And just as Paul here, inspired by the Spirit, told us that, I remember in Bible college, and the Lord says, you're going to be a teacher. And I laughed. Me? A teacher? I was like, oh, no way. And you'd be surprised. Like we prayed Ephesians 3:20, you know, that He can do above and beyond what we can ask and think. You know, and right here in this room, God's given wonderful gifts to all of you. And you may never walk in the fullness of that gift until you give your life to the Lord, until you surrender your life in the Lord. So you're just hiding what God wants to do in your life. And it doesn't matter, because you know what? God's qualification is the foolish things of the world, right? Again, I'll go back to Brian McDaniel. And he said, I've never read a book in my life. I failed in everything. And then that day came when he was in jail, and he said, and he realized that he blew everything. He thought, there's no hope for me in God's kingdom. And God received him, and he called out to the Lord and said, Lord, use me. And God says, okay, go to Haiti. Amen. 52 years old, he goes to Haiti. God provides a wife there, and now he's got a little girl, 1 year old, right? Another girl in the womb, right? He's like, wow, praise the Lord, right? He was a wretch, right? But God saved him and delivered him. And that's really what I feel about my life, that I blew it. And I praise God that now it's all under the blood of Jesus, right? We've been forgiven and set free, and now we get to do God's work, right? Amen. So for you men out there that you might think there's no hope, and, you know, there's hope. I think of one more story. His name's Scott. He lived with us. He's about 6'5", big teddy bear. He was a heroin addict, and he came to know the Lord and walked strong with the Lord. And he lived with us for about 8 months. And my wife, he was like just a spirit-filled guy. And one day, two of his old friends from Riverside came, and they convinced him to go back to his homeland, home place. And they convinced him to partake of heroin again, which was his drug of choice. We never saw him again. He actually died. He was gone for 3 days, and we were praying for him. But he fell into heroin again, and he got killed. He was in a coma in the hospital. We went and visited him, and we knew that God had just taken him home. And I just want to encourage all you guys out there that, you know, sin is just knocking at the door, and we need to say no. You know, I'm thinking of Matthew 6:33, which talks about seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. A lot of times people get His righteousness, His holiness, you know, staying away from sin. But seek ye first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And that's really a key verse for us, because we need to be about kingdom. We need to be about the work of Jesus Christ in lives and making disciples. And going after the first verse I shared in James, those that have wandered away from the truth, those that have backslid, pray for them, love on them, give them just share the gospel with them, bring them to church, pull them out of that arena, every way we can, just to save that soul that's on their way to death, right? And praise the Lord that we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You know, I want to give an opportunity right now that for anyone that, you know, first of all, wants to come to know Jesus personally and get born again, and those that would like to surrender their life to the Lord. I think it can be two steps. Sometimes, like in my life, I believe I came to know the Lord, but then I just wouldn't surrender my life. I just battled with surrender, right? But I believed if I would have died at that time, I would have went to heaven. But God couldn't use me because it was all about me. But I put my trust in Jesus Christ, but I wasn't willing to surrender. So I want to pray a prayer right now for you guys, for anyone out there that might want to just come to know Jesus, as we heard here, that God desires all men to be saved, right? That opportunity is for anyone. Jesus died for everyone who would believe, right? And now is the time. So let's pray for that right now. And if that's your prayer, pray it right now with me. Heavenly Father, we just come to you and we thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross, and that your desire is for anyone who would desire to be set free from sin and to have a new life, be a new creation in Christ, and be heaven bound and have that relationship with Jesus Christ, that Jesus paid it all. All our sins, past, present, or future, can be forgiven. We can have the Holy Spirit sealed in us as a deposit that we're bound and on our way to heaven. That we can have a new heart and a new life and be a new creation, Lord. So everyone here that's praying that prayer, Lord, I'm a wretched sinner and I need you, Lord. Forgive me of my sins, Lord. I put my trust in Jesus Christ as Lord of my life, Lord. And I thank you that Jesus paid the ransom, paid the debt for my sins. And Lord, he rose again. He conquered death and conquered sin. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And Lord, we are also in that place by putting our faith and trust in him. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven us, that you paid that debt, Lord. And so we just praise you. And Lord, next we're going to pray for anyone that's backslidden or struggling or just they know the Lord, but they haven't surrendered their life, Lord. And I pray right now, Lord, Lord, take me. I know you, but I'm just struggling with giving up everything, Lord. And Lord, Lord, by faith, I ask that you would take my life and trade it for your life, Lord. That the things that I haven't been willing to give up, that you would just take. You know, I can't give those things up. Will you take them, Lord? Will you strip me of everything of myself, Lord, and put Jesus in that place, Lord? And Lord, may you empower us by your Holy Spirit. May you, those areas that are not acceptable to you, that you would remove them, Lord, by the grace of God. That you would keep us away and protect us supernaturally, naturally. We just cry out to you, Lord. And we pray that you would hear our prayer. And Lord, I pray for everyone here that they would pray this prayer every day, Lord, as they wake up. Lord, they go to Luke 9:23, take up our cross and put it at Jesus' cross, Lord. That's what we need to do each day. Die to self, give our life to the Lord. And we just praise you for what you're going to do in our hearts as we just ask in faith by the blood of Jesus, our mediator between man and God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, right? You know, if anyone here did pray the prayer to receive Jesus and to make him Lord of their life, share it with somebody else. That's what we're called to do. Tell them, you know, hey, I prayed that prayer and I mean it. I want to walk with the Lord. And praise the God. All right. We're going to have a time of communion. And so we're going to have a song right now to get prepared. We're going to pass out the elements right now. So just prepare your heart.
in James to lay hands and anoint a few with oil. We have time probably to anoint one or two. In the book of James in chapter 5, it says, verse 13, Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. And there may be someone here this morning that's hurting, struggling, as Pastor Steve prayed, you know, maybe you're just seeking that deliverance for something you're struggling with. Well, we want to just, we have time just briefly for one or two, so I want to ask you if that's you, and you'd like prayer, and you'd like to lay hands on you and anoint you, would you raise your hand up? And anybody here? Okay, come on up. Let's get a chair. Renee, you got the oil?
All right. We'll have one or two of us pray. And Paul, what can we pray for you for?
I have two herniated discs.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay, Renee, can you put the oil? You'll pray and then I'll pray.
Lord, we are so thankful for our brother that has come forward with two herniated discs, and Lord, he needs this delivery of that. And so we can supernaturally just heal him, and or you can give the grace to continue to establish him in that ground. And so we just pray for supernatural healing by the grace of God, and the grace of God, if you choose not to heal him, to be this ground, because we remember that Paul prayed, and thus it might. Grace is sufficient. So, Lord, we thank you that you honor our prayers and that we're following the word of God. We're anointing with oil. The Holy Spirit is in the midst. And we're united in prayer. And we thank you for what you're going to do.
And Father, we do lift our brother Paul up, Lord. We thank you for his life, Lord, and just for bringing him a bride, Lord.
Yes.
And we pray that you would just bless him and his wife. We pray that you would just touch his back, Lord. And like Pastor Steve prayed, Lord, I agree with it. If you choose to heal it, Lord, that you would just touch him and heal him. And if not, you would just give him the grace and the peace and to be able to just see through and walk through it, Lord. And so we pray, Father, that you would touch him and make him heal his physical body. And we pray that you would encourage him and just help him just keep his eyes on you no matter what. Paul says, whether I'm abased or whether I'm abound, that I'll just follow the Lord and have the joy of the Lord in my heart and to be glad and content. And so, Lord, help my brother to be content, whatever you choose to do, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, girl. Anybody else? Come on, Zach. Zach, your headphones are up here too, brother. Of course, I could use a good set of headphones. But I might not remind you. Come on, Zach. What can we pray for you for, brother?
I've started having this smoking habit. Okay. And I just want the Lord to deliver me from that.
Okay.
As soon as possible.
Okay. Father God, we just lift up Zach to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for just the testimony of his life, Father. The strength that he draws from you, Lord. And God, the healing that you have coming his way, Father. He's declared this afternoon or this morning that he wants to be delivered from smoking, God, and we know that you are a God that can do such a thing. As we remember in the book of Mark that a man accosted you on the road and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. And you said that you are, Lord. So we believe that you are willing to heal. But it's a matter of your will, Lord, in our life and the timing. So God, we just thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in Zach's life and what you have been doing. The testimony that he has, Lord. Father, let him not forget what you pulled him through already, God, and let him know that just the crying out to you is the beginning of many, many things in his life. So Father, we praise you and we thank you in advance for the healing that's coming his way. And Lord, we know that it's just more, Father, than the smoking that you're going to deliver him from. But there's many things that are going on in his life that only you know of. And Father, we just leave that to you, Lord, and to deal with him and to just go ahead and help him, Father. We thank you. We bless you, Father, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I just thank you for my brother and see his heart for you, Lord. And I thank you that he's willing to, by faith, come up and ask for prayer. And I thank you that the Holy Spirit is here and that we're asking for your empowerment, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that by grace we've been saved. And Lord, thank you by grace we're able to live the life filled with the Spirit from life. And so, Lord, touch him, be his strength, heal him, remove this thing from him, Lord. And we just thank you that we believe and think that you are able, Father.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else would like prayer? Come on up, Stephen. What can we pray for you?
Pray for my wife Jessica for SI joint back pain, and then been paying a lot of bills and our debt tied up with medical bills, and we're trying to work to provide more and to follow Jesus. Not just now, but to the cross and follow Jesus.
Lord, Father God in heaven, we thank you again today, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you for your provision for our lives, Lord. You promised to supply all of our needs if we would but cast all of our cares on you. We thank you for our brother Stephen this morning, Lord, for his heart to come forward to ask for prayer for his wife, Lord, for his family, Lord. Pray that you would bless them beyond you, that their purse would be overflowing, Lord, that it isn't really our effort, Lord. It is your will in all these things. And so, Lord, we pray your will that all these things would be done according to your promises in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Father, I echo all of these words, Lord. They are inspired by you, the Holy Spirit, in all our lives. And now I also pray for my brother Stephen, for his boldness and transparency to request prayer. May his wife be ministered to, Lord, and may they both, their family, just be a testimony of your glory, Lord, because we do believe in your promises, and we know that we can do nothing without you, and that all things are possible with you, Lord Jesus, in our lives, ministering through us, for us, and throughout our lives. We thank you for this man and for all those here in this room who believe in you and you, Lord Jesus. We pray in your name.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Pastor Fernando, would you take us home?
Sure.